Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania. On January 17th, the Southern Poverty Law Center had a few guests on their doorstep. Guests they did not want. African-American pastors and Christian and Jewish leaders of pro-family groups gathered at the headquarters of the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery, Alabama, to hold a press conference to expose the lies the SPLC is telling about pro-family organizations and labeling them as hate groups because of their stand against the very real homosexual agenda. The AFAPA wasn't able to attend, but we did issue a news release fully supporting the effort. The news conference was organized by Americans for Truth, who, along with the AFA, have been labeled a hate group by the SPLC, equating us to neo-Nazis and the KKK. My guest today is the organizer-in-chief, Peter LaBarbera. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Dan. You're supposed to say the white organizer.
Oh, yeah, white organizer. Yeah, that's true. We'll get into why.
Let's explain so they don't think we're racist. The SPLC, in responding to our press conference, just preemptively, right before we went to their headquarters in Montgomery, Alabama, they put out a release by a guy named Mark Potok, who is one of the high staffers there, the higher-ups at SPLC, and he charged that the, quote, white organizers at Americans for Truth, which I guess would be me and Matt Barber, yeah, since we were two white guys,
mm-hmm,
we brought along a, quote, set of black pastors, unquote, to do our bidding. In other words, the black pastors can't think for themselves. They had to be pulled along by the white organizers.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it was interesting, and so did some of the black leaders there, that the SPLC was sort of engaged in
sort of
racially tinged rhetoric.
Sort of. I mean, just that whole, a set of black pastors.
Yeah, a set, like we bought them online or something.
And there was more than just two black pastors there.
There was a whole contingent. It was wonderful. There was my friend Patrick Wooden, who's the pastor at Upper Room Church of God in Christ in Raleigh, North Carolina. There was, I can't even remember all the names.
Will Nichols,
D.L. Foster, there was pastors from North Carolina, Pennsylvania. There was D.L. Foster, who's got a great website called Gay Christian Movement Watch, gcmwatch.com, who's taking on, he's a former homosexual. He now is a family man, has kids, is married, and he talks about how all this gay Christian movement, which is so wrong, and it's a heresy. He was there. It was just a wonderful event.
Well, fantastic. Also, Tim Johnson. I'm pretty sure that I met him here in Pennsylvania. He's from North Carolina, too. Tim Johnson.
Yeah, that's the Frederick Douglass Foundation.
Right. Is he in North Carolina?
I believe he's in Washington, D.C.
Okay, that's headquartered there, but I think he's from Washington, rather from North Carolina.
Yeah, he is from North Carolina, right? And we had a woman named Rochelle, and I'm going to forget her last name now, Connor.
Yeah, Rochelle Connor.
She was representing Scott Lively for Abiding Truth Ministries, and she talked about the insult to compare homosexuality, which is about changeable and immoral behavior,
right,
to her black skin color.
Mm.
It's a really bad thing that's happening, but now we find that the black leaders are the most active, it seems, the most energetic in responding to the homosexual juggernaut, because they just simply reject this ridiculous comparison between skin color and the sin of homosexuality.
That is encouraging, because there had been black leaders who had been more vocal, and it seemed like their voices were being silenced, and then I hadn't heard anything. You mentioned earlier today about some of the activism among the black pastors, and that was very encouraging to me.
Well, one thing on that, Diane, is remember, in Maryland, and I think now in other states, actually Maryland's the best example, but also California, is how the black pastors rise up, and they were really the ones to stop gay marriage, so-called, in Maryland, because they said, look, we won't stand for it, and they actually saw some of the liberal black representatives switch their position on same-sex so-called marriage,
right,
because of this strong opposition in the African-American church.
Right. And we have to pray that they maintain that, since Governor O'Malley there in Maryland is pushing through, or trying to push through, same-sex marriage in Maryland once again. So we have to pray that the black pastors remain strong, and that their representatives there in the state government will stay strong for traditional marriage, and at least be swayed not to vote for counterfeit marriage. So that's another, ongoing
Of course, they never give up. So, you know, I know that there was a listing in the report back October 2010, I believe, Southern Poverty Law Center, listing the various pro-family groups as hate groups. And this was your response to that. Now, Americans for Truth About Homosexuality was listed on that. How has that impacted your ministry as far as your perception or how the media perceives you and your ministry?
Well, I guess we should divide it up. So the people who know us, the solid people like yourself, you know, they know that Americans for Truth is not a hate group. They know me. They know I don't hate homosexuals, and neither do you, Diane.
Right.
So those people, I think, that are just, you know, hear more of the same. I would say some of the people in the middle who are more naive about the homosexualist agenda, the people who are not well-versed in the culture war and is certainly not well-versed in how so-called gay activism works, how dirty it is, and the tactics they use, this does influence them, and that's the whole point. Let's remember the purpose of the SPLC is to ostracize and to basically make it harder for the media to cite us, to use us. In other words, to decrease our presence in the public sphere. They're quite open about the purpose of that. So it's a very calculated gambit that they've done, naming AFA and Americans for Truth and Family Research Council. Then there's the third group, which is the know-nothings. And they are, you know, they see the hate group and they say, oh, Southern Poverty Law Center, I've heard of them, not knowing that the Southern Poverty Law Center is now a left-wing outfit, a pro-homosexual left-wing outfit. And they say, okay, I can't consort. I'm not even going to bother because you are a hate group.
Mm-hmm, because the SPLC says in that post that Mark Potok made, he says, you know, SPLC, a 40-year-old anti-racist civil rights organization. And they all goes on to say that the irony is that SPLC has named five of the participating organizations as hate groups precisely because they demonize LGBT people using a series of well-known lies to paint gays and lesbians as perverts, pedophiles, and worse.
And one of the points I made is they don't label any homosexual leaders, bloggers, or groups as hate groups, even when they're objectively hateful. I mean, Dan Savage is the example I raised at the press conference. Dan Savage is objective and objectively hateful activist. He created Santorum.com, redefined Rick Santorum, you know, from your state there, Pennsylvania, redefined Santorum as the, I can't even say it, the byproduct of sodomy. I won't say it.
Right.
The byproduct of sodomy. Yeah. And then he put a website, Santorum.com, which is designed to destroy this man's last name.
Who's now running for president.
Yeah. And that's not hateful.
Now, I would call it very hateful, but I don't hear them, you know, SPLC raising any concerns or homosexual activists raising any concerns or anything. You know, it's just silence because obviously there's a double standard. They don't view that as hate. But yet, if you or I were to put something up, redefine Savage Barbara Boxer or Nancy Pelosi or Obama and put a website up doing that, we'd be charged with hate crime.
Yeah, I suspect we probably would be investigated. So there's a total double standard. Christians are the only group you can dump on without any penalty. I don't mind criticism, that's one thing, but when it gets into this awful hatred and just evil, and yet here's a group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, that comes along and says Christian groups that merely oppose homosexuality are hateful, and then they ignore the most vicious, nasty homosexual activists, including groups. You know, I challenged them once on, like, the group Bashback, which once invaded a church in Michigan. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Right. During, I think, 2008, after the California Marriage Protection Amendment passed.
You got a better memory than I do, Diane.
Well,
you're great.
I remember that really reared its head across the country at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, and so, this is the idiocy of the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is a completely political act that they've done, and we called them out, and it was just so nice to stand with our black brothers and sisters in Christ who were just saying, look, we commend you for the work you did against racism, but we will not stand by as you demonize people of faith because they oppose the sin of homosexuality.
And it's almost as if the SPLC has morphed into something else. It's not the same organization that it was, and as you mentioned earlier, people don't realize that. They still see the SPLC as what it was, which was anti-racist civil rights organization, doing good work back in its infancy, but it has grown into something else, which is definitely pro-homosexual. I think they were also involved in the case up in that school up in Minnesota.
Yeah, they've gotten involved. Yeah. They're now involved in gay activism, and they've also now they've taken on, they're joining the fight against the homosexualist fight against DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act. So SPLC has become a pro-homosexual, liberal left organization.
Yeah.
And who cares? I mean, in a real, in a just world, who would care what they say about anybody? But the problem is that the media is so biased.
Mm-hmm.
The media takes their garbage, the SPLC's garbage, and they spread it around. That's the problem.
Yeah. So the main purpose of your news conference in on the January 17th was to expose the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes, to expose them and also to show that African Americans are not going to join in this corruption of what is civil rights. They recognize that homosexuality is has nothing to do with civil rights.
Okay.
And so they're standing up to this exploitation, this ripoff of the left, ripping off the noble civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm. And they're using that. I mean, when you talk about slavery, you know, the way I look at it, homosexuality, the homosexual activists, the whole movement is the black community is the group that's losing big time. Because when you look at the AIDS rate, there are more HIV AIDS cases among the black, young black men. When you look at a percentage, then young black men, they are the ones with highest rates of AIDS, HIV AIDS. So they're losing. And I view the homosexual movement as a white man's thing. That's just my perception because the majority of homosexuals are white men. And
it's funny that you say that, Diane, because I just interviewed a black, one of the guys that are, well, both of them, I just interviewed them on my show at Americans for Truth. You can hear the interview at americansfortruth.org. It was D.L. Foster and Patrick Wooden, the pastor, both the guys we just talked about, and D.L. Foster brought up the white racism within the gay world.
Okay.
He says there's a lot of gay guys, white gay guys, who are racist towards blacks.
Mm.
And he said they need to deal with their own racism before they come out and condemning everybody else.
Yeah. And he's a former homosexual?
Yes. D.L. Foster is a former homosexual, and he's now exposing, and he's really on top of this gay Christian movement, which is now, you know, more and more seeking to say that there's kind of a way to be proudly and celebrating gayness, as it were, and still be a faithful Christian, which, of course, is impossible.
Yeah, like oxymoronic, that's for sure.
Unless we're going to start celebrating all the sins, you know.
Well, right.
Let's start talking about porno Christians. We wouldn't do that, right?
I would hope not. I will hope not. You know, the way the world's going, though, who knows what's going to come up next week.
Right.
But it's tragic. But there's a definite target. The churches are definitely targeted by the homosexual movement to get them to view Scripture differently and to reinterpret Scripture. So, and unfortunately, these quote-unquote gay Christians are helping them do that or helping get the false message out that homosexuality is not condemned in Scripture. So I'm glad that he is, D.L. Foster has that ministry. And what was his website again?
D.L. Foster's was GCMWatch.com. That stands for Gay Christian Movement Watch.com.
Okay, GCMWatch.com. I encourage folks to go check that out. So how many did you have at the news conference? We'll switch back to January 17th.
Well, we had about 20 people there, And, you know, then the homosexual side and the SPLC tried to make fun of our event. Oh, it was a rally and nobody showed. Well, it wasn't a rally. It was a press
conference.
Yeah, we had pastors from all over the country. We had wonderful presentations. The whole audio is available on our website at americansfortruth.com. I'm very happy with the event. And, you know, you got to take it to the left because if you just sit back and hope that things will work out, I think one lesson we've learned is that doesn't happen. The left's propaganda is wearing people down. It's wearing this country down.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to stand up to these bullies on the liberal side.
Yeah, because the media definitely takes their side and that's all the people hear. And they don't hear the other side because we don't take it to them.
It turns out that this SPLC, I learned this just days before the event, they're working directly with our good buddy there. I'm saying that sarcastically.
Okay.
Wayne Besson from Truth Wins Out. Wayne Besson is a nasty, lying homosexual activist. He calls me Porno Pete.
Yeah.
Now, is that not hateful?
I would think so.
And yet, SPLC is working with this guy in their quest to show that they're joining the crusade that people can't change. They can't leave their homosexuality behind. That's what Wayne has dedicated his sinful life to right now. He's dedicated to prove, you know, he wants to show that there's no such thing as an ex-gay.
Mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
can't leave the homosexual lifestyle, which is a lie.
Yeah.
We all know men and women who've been born again and they've left the lifestyle. Well, SPLC has joined with Wayne Besson, who uses this hateful rhetoric, who harasses and demonizes Christian ex-gays, people who've left the lifestyle, and they're working directly with him, and yet they purport to be all about fighting hate.
I'm speechless on that. As far as that the SPLC is working with Wayne Beeson, that's unbelievable. But that does definitely show how far they have jumped off course. And I know I've read some of Wayne Beeson's stuff and how he definitely demonizes all those who are ex-gay and celebrates when someone who has left the lifestyle falls back into it.
Yeah, I call it focus on the failures.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It would be like, can you imagine somebody study drug addicts? If we took the 20 people and 13 of them escaped the drug lifestyle, and we go back and find one of the ones that went back and say, oh, see, you can't change.
Right.
It's silly. It's ridiculous. It's illogical.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, people need to be educated on what the SPLC has become, and I think that should be one of our campaigns, Peter. And you have
another campaign, right?
And you have started big time, though, by holding that press conference right in the shadow of their headquarters. Hopefully.
Maybe we need to go back, Diane. I know you like those cross-country trips.
And oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it was wonderful. Yes, you're going to be at the next one. And it was really something to see this huge headquarters at the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, they are rolling in the dough. Somebody called them the hate merchants. They really make their bucks. They're excellent fundraisers. And I think what they needed another angle to raise money off of.
Yeah.
That's what D.L. Foster said. He said, this is just another way of raising money.
Mm-hmm.
They're now taking on like the so-called gay issue, and they're going to raise, I'm sure they're raising money from homosexuals who happen to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of homosexuals do. And so this is just a gambit, but I hope that they bit off more than they can chew here.
I would hope
that they went a step too far in their demonization campaign against us.
I hope so. And again, we have to really expose him. And I'm envisioning an article in our next newsletter along those lines. That's what I'm envisioning right now.
The other thing that we need to say, Diane, about this group is we can't underestimate them. They've wormed their way into the schools with this newsletter called Teaching Tolerance.
Right.
It is a very sinister thing because, hey, what could be wrong with teaching tolerance,
that
right?
Sounds
oh,
very
wow.
That sounds and very, very tolerant magazine in curriculum. Yeah, we've dealt with that here. Yeah.
Yes, and most of the stuff is, a lot of it I'm sure is good. They're teaching against racism, but then they work the homosexuality thing. And just by the very idea of treating opposition to homosexuality as analogous to racism, which is immoral. Racism is immoral, yet homosexual behavior is immoral.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take opposition to homosexual behavior and make that immoral, you're confusing children.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they're doing. And ultimately, they shouldn't be in the schools because they are no longer a reliable source on what is hate,
right.
What is intolerance.
Because they're very biased in their interpretation of what hate is. As was revealed in October of 2010, when they included that list of hate groups, included in that list, you, Americans for Truth, AFA, and FRC. So they've lost their way. They don't know what hate group means anymore when they're equating those pro-family groups as hate groups. But again, it is confusing the children. We fought actively to see that the teaching tolerance curriculum was not included here in the Franklin School District back in 2006. And of course, we were labeled by certain homosexual activists who were here at the time doing a documentary. We were labeled as hateful and wanting students who identify as homosexual to be beat up. I mean, that's how they twist things. And so they're so very good at twisting things.
And we're causing people, young gay kids, to get beat up and to kill themselves, right?
Which is so far-fetched. It's ridiculous. But unfortunately, people listen to that and they don't think through or they don't get all the facts and they just react on their emotions, which is what homosexual activists depend upon. So January 17th, you had the news conference. You had a great turnout. And Southern Poverty Law Center was enthusiastic to see you guys, as is revealed in their blog post and the news release they put out.
Well, yeah, now they're trying to, they're trying to say nothing happened. Nobody covered it. Actually, there was TV cameras there. And then they didn't put it on the website for some reason. I'm wondering if that was political because normally when there's a TV report on something, you can see that report on the website, but it wasn't there. And so then, of course, the gay activists go into their censor mode where they want to make sure. So what this is all really about is to try to make it so that our voices will not be heard in the media.
Yeah.
And that's why I get so distraught, Diane. I know you do too, when the conservative, so-called, the secular conservative media, and sometimes even the sort of the wimpy Christian media doesn't cover these issues because they're the only avenue we have left to get the truth out to people.
Absolutely. I totally agree. It's them or no one, because CBS and NBC and unfortunately even Fox News too many times will not cover stories that they deem controversial.
Yeah, Fox News is trending more and more pro-gay, and that's a very bad thing.
That's definitely a very bad thing. So next time you head down that direction, let me know.
I will do that.
Yep, and it'll be interesting to see what Southern Poverty Law Center includes in their fall magazine when they list the hate groups again this fall. We'll see if they've updated that and removed any of the...
Well, it's a crock, and their criteria, we didn't talk about that, their criteria are so shallow on what constitutes a hate. Because remember, one of the tricks that they use, Diane, is, I know you know this, is they say, we're not saying if you oppose homosexuality, you're a hate group, but if you use known, if you propagate known falsehoods. Well, look, there are homosexual activist groups who propagate known falsehoods against us all the time.
All the time.
They're never charged with hate.
Right.
We're not propagating known falsehoods. We're doing the best we can to argue the Judeo-Christian position, the historic Western civilization position, which is that homosexual behavior is wrong.
Right. And the SPLC say, well, we're not targeting you because you're Christian, because of your Christian beliefs, but that has got to be the reason, because the information that you and I both put out, we document that. I mean, it's not like it's just something we pull out of the air and talk about or pull out of the air and write. It's information that's documented. It's not like it's just baloney. But that's just the way that they manipulate the words and such. So how would folks contact you to watch these videos and all that from the news conference and you hear your interviews with some of the participants?
Well, we hope to have the video up soon, but there's actually two YouTube videos on the site, but and the full audio, it's at AmericansForTruth.com, just AmericansForTruth.com, and plug in SPLC in the search box.
That's AmericansForTruth.com.
Yeah.
Okay, AmericansForTruth.com. And I do encourage folks to go there to check that out. I didn't have a chance to watch the videos and such, but I'm going to go back and check that. But thanks, Peter, for leading the charge on this, because Southern Poverty Law Center has had free rein for a number of years in pouncing upon pro-family groups and demonizing those who oppose the radical homosexual agenda, which unfortunately is making great advances in this nation.
So, yeah, well, thank you, Diane. Thanks for all your support.
Okay. Hey, take care.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you too.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.